Voices that inspire the extended interview.
My name is Dr. Michelle Gale. I proudly serve as the Deputy Superintendent for Leon County Schools.
How long have you been working with Leon County Schools?
Over three decades, three wonderful decades. I started off as a teacher at Woodville Elementary School, transitioned to, this is going to tell my age, Caroline Brevard Elementary School. I was there for a semester and then went into leadership at Rutiger Elementary School.
When did you know you wanted to go into education?
I knew that I wanted to go into education. My original major, if you will, when I attended Florida State University was nursing. However, because I love science, I love math, I love helping people, but I don't like the sight of blood. I'm just going to tell you that. And so I knew after a couple of courses, I'm not going to make it. You know, so I went into education. Where else can you explore science, math, all the other subject areas and help people? You're actually shaping the future.
Well, at this point, you have shaped a lot of futures in your work.
Absolutely. And it's funny that you mentioned that because last night I got a message from a former scholar from James S. Rickards High School. They still reach out to me and I love every minute of it. They'll tell me I'm doing this. Should I do that? I'm doing that. Should I do this? And just listening to them and all of the opportunities that they have and what they're taking advantage of, it just fuels me.
And that is really the ultimate reason why people love to go into education is that service sense of helping young people find their path and to see their eyes light up, all that joy that comes from learning.
And help them find their passion, help them find their why. I served as the proud principal of James S. Rickards High School for 4 years. And when I think about the lives that I touched there, a lot of the students that I work with, brilliant. But they hadn't heard of possibilities that existed right in their backyard. And exposing them to that and helping them navigate and leverage all that brilliance into going into what was their passion, that just lets you know that you're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. So with this long arc that you've been part of something, what do you think has changed in education? Where do you think we are right now as a community in our approach to education?
One of the things with education that has changed dramatically is it, and even though we do have champions for education, especially public education, we have a lot of people that sometimes can look at us as villains, if you will. They listen to propaganda about we're doing this, we're doing that, we're not doing the other thing, and that could be further from the truth. I feel very proud of what we do as far as marketing, as far as public image, to let the public know that we're doing some amazing things within Leon County Schools. And we want to be your community school. We want to be the choice that you make. And so we need to do a better job of controlling the narrative and telling our story.
What are some of the things that make you feel so proud about what's happening in Leon County Schools?
So we just finished graduation, and graduation, high school graduation, is the pinnacle of what we do, from Head Start all the way to graduation, listening to what some of these scholars have done. We have about 17 scholars throughout the district who graduated with their AA diploma from TSC before they got their high school diploma. And notwithstanding, we have scholars who are going to the military. We have them who are going into careers, you know, right away, whether they go to TSC, whether they go to Lively Technical College, but they know what they want to do. And being able to work with them to help them navigate through that is nothing short of outstanding.
Yeah. And, you know, I got to go to the Best and Brightest Awards, and I've been a judge for that for several years. And I'm just always so blown away by all of the students that walk on that stage, whether they win the top prize or not, they're all such amazing students.
They are amazing. I when I look back on many years ago when I was in high school and I was involved in things, my parents made sure I was in band, I was in Latin club, I was in this, that, and the other thing, community things. That pales in comparison to what some of these scholars are doing today. You look at their resumes, you talk to them, it's like, oh my gosh, I just, it's hard to imagine. But I'm so thankful for them, and I'm so thankful to be a part of the opportunities that are presented to them so that they can realize their passion.
What do you think education's going to look like in 10 years from now?
Wow. Well, teachers will still be there. People will still be there. I know AI is an important part of what's going on in our world, and we're learning more and more about AI every day, especially in education. But it will be, you know, the classic roles of desks and different things of that nature won't exist. Right now, we are working with our teachers and our scholars so that they learn how to collaborate. Critical thinking is important. It's not just 2 + 2 = 4. It's 3 + 1. It's, you know, 4 + 0. It's all of those equations and learning how to think about things from different perspectives and leveraging the knowledge that we have to be problem solvers. That's what education is going to do.
Well, when I hear you talk, I still hear a real fire in the belly and a passion. It seems like you are still very passionate about what you do and what the potential of what our schools can do.
Very passionate about education. Every day I get up. Now, some days I'm a little bit tired because I do get up at 3 o'clock in the morning so that I can be on the road running by 4 o'clock because I don't have time in the evening. But I know what education has done, not just for people such as me, but for everyone. And to be able to offer that, to be able to sit and mentor, to be able to help people understand their potential, that's what I get up for every day. I want to help people realize whatever their goals are, no matter what they are.
That's wonderful. And thank you for all that you do for the students in our community and the families in our community. My dad was a public high school teacher back in the day. So
yes.
That was definitely, you know, education was very important in our family. And it sounds like it was for you as well and your family.
Absolutely. It wasn't a matter of if you're going to college. It's a matter of where are you going to college. And it's nothing wrong if you want to go straight into a career. I love going over to Lively. Lively is one of the schools that I have the honor of having. I work with the director. And so going in and seeing kids welding, doing barbering, seeing kids, I mean, aviation, all kinds of things. One of the things, and one of my good friends and my colleagues, Dr. Marcus Nicholas, and our superintendent, really all of the board, we want people to understand that if you choose not to go to college, that's great. Maybe it's not for you right now, but what are your career aspirations? What is your next, and how are you going to get there? And that's our role. What are you going to do, and how are you going to get there?
So I know you've taken up running.
Yes.
How long have you been running now?
So seriously running? Probably about a year and a half. I ran before. I jogged and different things like that. But I've been on a health kick for probably the last year and a half. I've lost a lot of weight, and it's because of cardio, and it's also because of what I eat. So I also try and instill within people that, you know, it's a journey. It's not a race. Okay. And we have to do everything that we can to make sure that we can continue on this journey. And so to talk about education, to talk about different things of that nature, I have to walk the walk and talk the talk, but definitely walk the walk.
So how has that journey been? Like, I mean, that's you're not just running like a couple miles, you're running miles.
Yes, absolutely. It has been life-changing. Running allows me to, I guess, calibrate myself before the day even starts. It allows me to do something for myself because we've all heard of, especially as women, you can't pour from an empty cup. So it's a way that I fill my cup in the morning. I start every morning very joyously, a little bit sleepy, but very joyously with, okay, I'm going to run. Like this morning, one of my running buddies and I, we did 5 miles because we have to go to work. Weekends, we run a little bit longer. But knowing that we've done something to start the day that's going to help us, help our families, help our community, help those at work, because it helps me think. It really does. And so I try and instill with people, you don't have to run, you can walk, but just do something every day to get your body moving. Because if your body is moving, your brain's going to be moving.
Sounds like you have a lot of discipline. Where does that come from? I mean, that's a lot of discipline to be able to get up every morning, do that, you know, committed?
It is a lot of discipline that's involved in it. I know what my evenings are like. In my role as deputy superintendent, I'm in a lot of community meetings. Well, those meetings take place in the evening, okay? I know that when I get home, the discipline is I'm not going to go out there and go running. So I have to do it in the morning. I am very fortunate. I have a for lack of a better word or phrase, a running tribe that I'm with. And we hold each other accountable. You know, we start the morning with a text of, you know, good morning. Here's the weather for the day. You know, that type of thing. And when it was freezing cold, it's like, okay, we're probably going to need about 5 layers, but we're getting out there. On the street. There's nothing that brings you more joy than running in below freezing temperature and you're sweating. And so that does take discipline, but that discipline then transfers into my day with my husband, my family, my work, my community. I sort of tell myself, if I can do this, then I can do that. So
I have known you for so long, but I haven't really ever sat and talked with you.
That's
so
true.
To hear all of how you think about things is just fascinating. I love it. Tell me something that you feel the most proud of in your time at Leon County Schools.
The thing that I feel most proud of during my tenure in Leon County School, and it's not over, is the families, the scholars, the community members that come up. I can be out in public and they'll come up running. Hey, Dr. Gale, or hey, Miss Gale, hey, you know, whatever. Hey, Miss G, or whatever like that. Let me tell you what I'm doing. Let me introduce you to my kids. Let me introduce you to my grandkids. Let me, you know, show you this. Hey, can you come to this ceremony? Hey, can you do that? That means that you have positively touched their lives. Now, I'm not crazy. Everybody's not a fan. But my whole thing is I want to make sure that I've done my part at the end of the day to help you, to positively impact you. And I let my scholars know all the time. They're like, well, how can I get in touch with you? Here's my cell phone number. I'm going to give you my number, you know, because you have graduated, you know, you're an adult. And if there's ever anything that I can do, I will try my best to do it.
Well, what advice would you give to someone who is thinking about a career in education, or maybe encouragement to consider that career in education?
Absolutely. So someone who is thinking about a career in education or even considering a career in education, first of all, what's your why? Okay, because you're going to have many long days ahead of you, long but fruitful days ahead of you. And there are going to be some times when it's like, oh my gosh, this is so overwhelming. You know, reach out for help. Talk to those who are in education right now. Ask, can I become a volunteer at the school? I'd love to sit, you know, in Miss Gale's classroom, just watch her, watch the kids, different things like that, to see if this is something I really want to do. Education is one of the most fulfilling careers that you will ever have. You shape the world. Yes, we have doctors, we have scientists, we have teachers, we have lawyers, we have all of those great things that make our world what our world is, but they wouldn't be possible without the educators that got you to where you are. And to be a part of that, whether it's with the littles, as Brooke Bruner loves to call them, or with the, you know, K through 12, or with college and career, or what have you, what do you want to do? What is your why? And then once you figure out that why you want to be in education, what you want to get from it, go for it. Don't be afraid. Go for it. And get your tribe together, because you will need people that help to, I guess, navigate you through the different phases of your career and know that people are there that will help you. I will help you.
I think we should have a Dr. Gale's podcast. You know, it's terrific. Are there any other thoughts you'd like to share with people who will hear this as they're driving into work or driving home? Anything you want them to know?
Absolutely. Everybody plays a part in education, whether it's public, private, charter is public, but whatever. I encourage people, shameless plug here, to volunteer or mentor. Every one of the 30,000 plus scholars in Leon County Schools, I'm just speaking about Leon County Schools, would benefit from a volunteer or a mentor, whether they're way up there and they're explaining stuff to us because it's so complex, or whether they're at Promise. And I believe every kid is at Promise, even if they're not performing where they need to. But I encourage you, volunteer, mentor, get involved. We need you. We definitely need you. You have something that will help a scholar get to the next level.
That's great.
My name is Dr. Michelle Gale, and I proudly serve as the Deputy Superintendent of Leon County Schools. I urge each and every one of you to get involved in your school system.